2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, we've got some serious insight that has just been released by Congressman Jim Jordan, who has explained the 14 FBI whistleblowers. And he said, frankly, we anticipate there to be many more. That's right. Representative Jim Jordan, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, has been fielding whistleblower allegations against officials at the DOJ and the FBI since last November. Breitbart News spoke with Congressman Jordan and his staff about the whistleblowers after multiple reports circulated this week that took comments Jordan made on the matter during a recent television appearance out of context. No, the media would actually lie. I can't believe it. Jim Jordan said Sunday to Fox News' Trey Gowdy that 14 whistleblowers from within the FBI had come forward to his office. That's what he said. I'm going to give you the exact quote. 14 FBI agents have come to our office as whistleblowers, and they are good people. There are lots of good people in the FBI. It's the top that's the problem. But some of these good agents are coming to us telling us this is baloney. What's going on? The political nature now of the Justice Department. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have, for decades. as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the Investor's Guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free Investor's Guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Well, several news organizations got it wrong after that, right? Several reports wrongly associated the 14 whistleblowers with the FBI raid that occurred on August the 8th at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Newsweek and MSNBC, for example, cast doubt on the number of whistleblowers. So in other words, you come forward and Jim Jordan says there's 14 whistleblowers, and then immediately MSNBC comes out in Newsweek and other like, well, we doubt the number. Based on what? Were the whistleblowers talking to you? No. So why don't you shut up? Because these are scumbags in the leftist media. In fact, Newsweek reported on a, quote, wave of skepticism, quote, unquote. From who, by the way? Where's the wave of skepticism? Show me the wave of skepticism. This is, again, another example of how much they lie. They're awful, horrible human beings. Triggered, quote-unquote, by Jordan's comments. While MSNBC's Maddow blog derived Jordan's track record as a serious lawmaker. No, I'm not kidding. Jordan asserted to Breitbart News that he has, in fact, had 14 whistleblowers speak to his office about the Justice Department and the FBI, but that all of them approached his office prior to the Trump raid. Clearing this up. It started when we realized that the Justice Department was doing what the Justice Department was doing relative to parents and the whole school board issue, referring to parents as domestic terrorists, Jordan said in reference to those allegations. In reference to allegations one whistleblower made to Jordan's office in November of 2021 that the FBI was taking counterterrorism measures to investigate parents who it deemed a threat at school board meetings. In other words, bring the full weight of the United States government, the DOJ, and the FBI against parents. Then Jim Jordan had another whistleblower contact him and listen to the timeline, because this is where the media is getting it all wrong. In March of 2022, who raised questions about the progress and extent, quote unquote, of the FBI's investigation into two pipe bombs at that the FBI said were placed near the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee the night before the January 6th Capitol riot. In other words, raising questions about did it really happen? In May of 2020, Jordan cited several whistleblowers, quote unquote, who had contacted his office with claims, listen carefully, that the FBI was retaliating against agents who engaged in protecting First Amendment activity on January the 6th, 2021. Now, this is probably the most important one I've mentioned so far. You have FBI agents that are being retaliated against by the top brass of the FBI, these whistleblowers are claiming, who engaged in protecting First Amendment activities on January the 6th. In other words, they're just not going to let the government go rogue and just start locking everybody up who was in or around January the 6th, saying you do have a protected, constitutionally protected First Amendment right. That is when, quote, several whistleblowers contacted his office. When a whistleblower contacts Congressman Jordan, Jordan and his team then proceed to vet the whistleblower and his or her allegations, is how one aide to the congressman explained it. At times, the aide said, the whistleblower complaint has led Congressman Jordan to another whistleblower who then corroborates the initial allegation or adds to it. And at other times, the identity or allegation of the whistleblower cannot be verified and the allegation falls flat. Jordan keeps a record of each whistleblower complaint, and if useful information has come of the complaint, the aide explained. In other words, they're doing this in a very, very orderly and methodical way. The aide also noted that Jordan has been able to use information from 14 different whistleblowers, but that Jordan's records contained names of more than 14 individuals who had made at least initial contact with his office. So there's more. Jordan, who has served on the Judiciary Committee since he joined Congress in 2007, said, quote, "This is truly not something I've ever seen, where you have this many people, all FBI agents, all coming to us as whistleblowers." He said, "I think the reason they come to us is they know they can trust us and well, we'll work with them," Jordan said. "When they come to us in the minority, all we can really do is begin to tell their story. We can't subpoena. We can't do the things that you can typically, obviously, do in the majority. But yet they're still willing to come forward," which I think underscores how political that place, referring to the FBI and the DOJ, has become. Now, should Republicans take back the majority in November, Jordan said he is poised to serve as the chair of the committee and has already publicly indicated his intent to formally investigate the Justice Department and the FBI. And this is where the accusations are coming in from the media. As I told you and played for you yesterday, that if you even question the DOJ or even question the FBI leadership, you are immediately going to be labeled as a domestic terrorist. Now, in the meantime, with FBI whistleblower allegations, Congressman Jordan has typically contacted the Attorney General Merrick Garland or the FBI Director Christopher Wray to demand more information about allegations when he feels he has strong enough information through the whistleblower or whistleblowers to take that step. Now, the letters, quote, "become public correspondence and therefore create awareness about allegations being made against the FBI and the Justice Department," when he writes that letter to these departments. "But confirming the allegations and holding those relevant accountable would require Republicans to schedule hearings and potentially issue subpoenas, which they cannot do in the minority." Quote, "In terms of responsiveness from Garland or Wray," Jordan said, "it's basically nothing every time. And if we get something back, it's usually a pretty cryptic one or two paragraph response." Now, we've obtained one response to letters Jordan sent back in November of 2021. Demanding an assortment of documents related to the school board issue, including one letter sent on November the 16th about the aforementioned whistleblower's allegation on the matter. The Justice Department's response, which was sent 2 months later, reveals the department declined to provide Jordan with the requested documents, because that's how they roll at the FBI and the Justice Department. Yeah, nothing. That's what they gave them, nothing. Because why would you deal with Republicans when you don't have to, right? Why would you deal with Republicans when it doesn't even matter?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number four, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. So why deal with Republicans when you don't have to, right? Why would you deal with Republicans when it doesn't even matter because you're in the majority? That's exactly what the FBI and the DOJ are doing when Republicans write them letters. And Joe Biden has now come to the defense of the FBI and the DOJ. Biden, quote, rejects defunding the FBI amid calls from some Republicans. Now, ex-CIA official Philip Mudd, who is one of the best hacks on TV over at CNN, implied this week that if you are against the FBI, right, if you ask questions the FBI, then you want little children to be raped. Not joking. Right now, the White House loves him for being a hack, and the White House has come out strongly condemning the calls from some members of the Republican Party, including some elected lawmakers, to defund the FBI. In the wake of last week's search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, the pushback marks the White House's most aggressive response to the FBI's search to date and comes as other Republicans, including former Vice President Mike Pence, are sounding alarms on this message amid heightened threats to law enforcement. Just like President Biden rejected defund the police, he rejects defunding other law enforcement, including the FBI, is what the White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates said in a statement. The president has called for boosting police funding through the COPS program and hiring 100,000 additional officers. Well, guess what? The rest of your party says screw you. He also included over $10.8 billion for the FBI in the most recent budget. Yeah, I believe it, especially after seeing what he's going to do with the IRS. The men and women who bravely serve in law enforcement to keep us all safe deserve the resources and support they need to do their jobs, not seeing their budget slash. All right, I got to pause there. Where the hell was this president when the Democrats were trying to defund the police and were doing it successfully all over the country in liberal cities? Like, right, where was all of this? Where was it? I'm genuinely curious because you guys weren't out there saying don't do it. Okay, you guys weren't out there saying, oh, we want to be very clear. This is something that it would be terrible and we were never going to stand as a party to defund the police. Like, that's not out there. That was never there. You guys never gave us that, right? Like, it wasn't. Like, that's something you guys let the defund the police movement move forward. No problem at all. Look at the violent crime that has recently hit New York City. You guys may have seen this recent video of two elderly people violently attacked in New York City. It's gone viral. And these videos, in fact, last night on Hannity, they were talking about this and saying, and they had Leah Terrell on, the former New York City mayoral candidate, Kurzweiler, on to talk about these violent instances where people are minding their own business and they just get attacked. Why is it happening in New York? Because of defund the police. Because of the anti-police rhetoric that it was actually put into place by activist DAs and by elected officials. And then the White House wants to come out and now say, oh, we're in favor of funding the police. No, you're not. You never have been. You're liars. And you sure as hell will fund the FBI when they're doing your dirty political work for you. And I do think there's a important distinction that needs to be made quickly. When people like myself and others are talking about defunding the FBI, the point is, if you're not going to fix it, then we need to break it down and start all over. Okay? I want to be clear. And by the way, if you want to know if Mike Pence is running for president, he is. Okay? He is doing everything he can to separate himself from Donald Trump. In fact, he came out last night being a useful idiot for the left. And he says calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police. Well, the police wasn't going around raiding former president's house, you moron. This is why I'm not a big fan of Mike Pence. I want to be clear. Listen.
I also want to remind my fellow Republicans, we can hold the Attorney General accountable for the decision that he made without attacking rank and file law enforcement personnel at the FBI. The Republican Party is the party of law and order. Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police.
I couldn't disagree with him more. Right? I think this is total crap. I think this is political pandering by Mike Pence. I think he's trying to figure out his lane to run for the presidency and get out from underneath Donald Trump's shadow. I think his point, he goes, well, you know, I'm not sure you can reform the FBI based on what they're doing. You know, Mike Pence should understand this. The FBI has held people from January 6th in solitary confinement, has gone around the country and gone on a manhunt like we've never seen before for political reasons. At the same time, allowing people like Hillary Clinton to get away with classified documents. They're abusing their power, going after Donald Trump, General Flynn, and others like that the way that they did. And I do believe that there are great men and women at the FBI. But the only way to get reform, in my opinion, it's pretty simple. You have to pull on the purse strings of the people who are acting this way. You have to. That's the only option. And if you don't do that, it's game over. Right? You don't really have an option, folks. You just don't. You don't. Okay. Now there's another thing here that's important for people to understand. And that is this. When you see Republicans like Mike Pence come out and talk this way, they are not helping fix the problem. There are a lot of corrupt people within the FBI, and we can see it. The Peter Strzok, the Lisa Page, and all the top leadership. And you're going to have to do something. Okay, you are. You're just going to. You're going to have to do something to fight back. You're going to have to do something to totally dismantle this organization for what it is. In politics, the only thing that matters is money. That's it. The only thing that matters is money. And the only time you get a response from pretty much anything, from anyone, is if you take away their cash. And that's exactly what is being advocated for right now. And when you say you need to defund an organization, it doesn't mean that you're against what they do in general. It means that you've lost your way and it's a broken organization. And that's clearly what we're dealing with right now. You cannot trust the FBI. You cannot trust the Department of Justice at the highest levels. Why do you think so many whistleblowers are coming forward? And as Jim Jordan said, there will be, he has no doubt, countless other individuals that are going to come forward as whistleblowers once they feel comfortable that the Republicans can actually do something with their information. Right now, we can only just, as he said, tell their stories. But being a useful idiot, as Mike Pence is, calling, you know, coming out there and grandstanding, you have to understand why he's doing this. It is to try to find his own lane. And Mike Pence is delusional if he thinks people want to vote for him, the same way that Liz Cheney is delusional, that she thinks that after losing 70-30, that all of a sudden now she needs to run for president of the United States of America, and she believes that she's Abraham Lincoln. Now, Senator Rand Paul came on this morning on Fox and Friends. He said the burden on the FBI to prove that Mar-a-Lago wasn't politically motivated. He said that's the point here that people are missing, and he's absolutely right. You can talk about defunding the FBI until they give you answers. If they're stonewalling you, which is exactly what they're doing now, and they're not being transparent, which is exactly what they're doing now, and they're going after their political enemies, which is exactly what they've been doing the entire time since 2016, when they were trying to frame Donald Trump for crimes he did not commit and trying to get him kicked out of office, right? Get him impeached and overthrow the will of the people. I would remind Mike Pence of that. So stop being a useful idiot. And Senator Rand Paul's point is, it's on them now. It is on them to prove that the Mar-a-Lago raid wasn't politically motivated. Listen.
Good morning. Thanks
Good
for having
morning.
Me.
Good morning. Well, thanks for coming on. We all were saying we would take a bet that they are not going to be, this affidavit's not going to be unsealed, because this is the judge, or the same person that signed the A-OK to go into Mar-a-Lago. What do you think?
You know, I think the burden is on the FBI to justify this raid. This is extraordinary. This is also the same FBI that used a foreign intelligence warrant to snoop on and spy on the Trump campaign to investigate them for over 2 years. So I think the burden really is on the FBI. They've been wrong in the past. They've broken the law in using these foreign intelligence warrants. Now they use a domestic warrant, but I do think they need to release the justification for this, because this is extraordinary, and we should not lose sight of the fact this has never, ever happened before, for good reason, because we need to have confidence in the FBI. We need to have confidence in our intelligence agencies that they're there to protect us and not to go after people for political purposes. So the burden is on them to prove that this is not a politically motivated witch hunt.
Sure. And, you know, we've heard of bad actors, Senator, at the FBI years ago regarding Russia and Trump and stuff like that.
This is consistent, right? The point he's making. We are seeing event after event after event after event. Right. We've seen this over and over again. Matt Gaetz, by the way, GOP opponent, has just dropped a ad suggesting he was an FBI informant behind raid on Trump's estate. This is how psycho people have become. Has a new ad out there trying to undermine Matt Gaetz in this way, saying, oh, maybe he was the guy. Right. Maybe this is the guy here that did this. Dershowitz, by the way, said the released affidavit could be redacted. And the FBI is saying they can't release that affidavit, right? Saying no to it. The government's saying no to it. He said, look, you can redact certain things. This isn't hard. We've done this before. Don't let them tell you they can't do it because it's an ongoing investigation. That's a lie. Listen to what he had to say on Hannity.
I've had a principle for 60 years. I wrote about it in my new book, The Price of Principle. And that is, if there's a dispute and one side wants the truth to come out and the other side says, no, we don't want the truth to come out, always believe the person who wants the truth to come out. That's the person who's telling the truth. And so the Trump people want the affidavit to be released. The Justice Department doesn't. Now, I'm not suggesting releasing the entire affidavit. You can redact the names of witnesses. You can redact the name of agents. You can redact sources and methods. But let's know what they were looking for. I want to know particularly, because to get a search warrant of a safe, you have to have very particular evidence what was in the safe. From reporting, we now know nothing was in the safe. We need to know what was in the closet of Mrs. Trump. We need to know what was in the box.
I think I can probably venture a pretty good guess.
Yeah, and Dershowitz here, and by the way, Hannity said something funny there. He goes, it was closed in the closet, right? But how did you get this? Now, there's another part of this narrative, and this is, again, showing you where the media is going with this. CNN is now reporting that Donald Trump's team is considering releasing the raid footage and now saying that this is evil because it would place the identities of the FBI agents at risk. You can blur out faces, by the way, when you release video. We do it all the time to protect people's identities. And I go back to the point that I made earlier about Mike Pence being a useful idiot now for the left. You know, where you notice everything is about protecting the FBI. None of the conversation the media is having right now is about protecting Donald Trump or the rights of citizens that are being abused by the head of the FBI and the DOJ. Right. Donald Trump is the front runner. He is the clear front runner in the Republican nominee and the Republican, you know, going for president. Like, it's obvious here. Right. It's obvious. That's the reason why Joe Biden gave such a bizarre, and it was a bizarre answer on the FBI. Right. It was a strange answer. Listen to what Peter Navarro was on our show a couple days ago, had to say about all of this.
Claim you were combative.
Sure. What happened?
Go ahead. And you told the agents to get the F out of here. Sure. Is that true?
The week before they arrested me, they came to my door in the very early morning and almost kicked the door down while I was asleep. And that kind of behavior was totally unwarranted. It was bullying, coercive, terrorist kind of tactics, because they knew full well I would have been happy to take that subpoena. They could have come at a reasonable hour. I was peaceful with them, but I sternly rebuked them for engaging in the kind of bullying coercion they did. But Sean, the important thing is, 2 days before they arrested me, I called that same agent. I said, hey, Walter, whatever you need, buddy, you don't have to kick my door down again. I'm here to cooperate. And by the way, that same day, June 1st, I sent a letter to the district attorney, Elizabeth Alloy, seeking a modus vivendi. I say, I'm doing my constitutional duty here. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Here's my attorney to call. And you know what? They didn't call that attorney. And in that brief they filed today, Sean, guess what? They said I didn't have legal representation. That was a lie. So there were lies of omission in that brief.
Is what you're
there
saying.
Lies, but they, of course they knew better. Of course they knew better. When they came in the early morning with that subpoena, it was unnecessary.
Well, I'll tell you one thing,
just
Peter.
They called me up and served it. And then they're trying to bully us.
I'll add one thing to this, too. You know what? Look at the Hillary Clinton case. They never knocked on her door. They didn't have a pre-dawn raid like they did. Paul Manafort is going to join us next. I can't remember a time that they put her in leg shackles or in handcuffs. I don't remember Hunter Biden, and we know about the laptop. The FBI has had it now for almost 2 years. Yeah. I don't remember Hunter's home being, you know, a pre-dawn raid at his home. We know he lied on a gun application. Nope. We know that gun ended up in a dumpster. And we know that he mentions the big guy, his father, a lot. And he's implicated all over that laptop. And not a finger's been lifted in this case. So this certainly is a two-tier justice system. And that should be the point that Americans take away from this. They don't treat Democrats the way they treat conservatives, period.
They don't treat Democrats the way they treat conservatives, period. You heard Navarro there. He said the same thing when he was on our show. You know, this idea, they said he didn't have representation, legal representation. He's like, that's a lie. I gave them my lawyer's information when they came in days before. Don't tell me that you didn't come in, that I didn't come in. Don't tell me that you didn't have my lawyer's information. I gave it to you. And by the way, I believe Peter Navarro, certainly way more than I believe the FBI at this point, based on what they have done. So when Republicans and conservatives are saying we need to defund the FBI until we get a handle on the place, I don't blame them. Does that mean you're un-American or anti-American? No, it doesn't. Does that mean you want little children to be raped, as CNN now puts it? Well, these Republicans claim that they care about children, but now they want children to be raped because that's who investigates child sex trafficking, human sex trafficking. I understand that. I'm not saying those investigations don't keep going, but at this point, if you don't get a hold of the FBI where they're literally advocating for overthrowing the will of the people in elections, then we lose our entire country. And by the way, there's a lot of other organizations that also go after human trafficking and sex trafficking. You can. No one said get rid of the FBI and don't replace it. No one said don't start all over with it, right? No one said just get rid of it and never bring it back. No one said that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
when those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. Tucker Carlson brought up a great point on his show about the issue of trust in the FBI. And he said, look, we cannot trust the FBI until its behaviors merit trust, which is exactly why people are saying until they start acting, you know, with accountability and credibility and honesty and integrity again at the highest levels, we should defund them. It's about the rule of law, right? And the fact that the White House is shocked and Merrick Garland is shocked and the media is shocked and Mike Pence is shocked by the criticism of the FBI tells you how scumbaggy they all are, including Mike Pence. Listen to this.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. By all accounts, Attorney General Merrick Garland was shocked to hear criticism of the raid on Mar-a-Lago last week. It turns out that Garland lives in such a tiny, airless world of left-wing activists and sycophants that it had never occurred to him that anyone might object to sicking the FBI on Joe Biden's political opponents. When woke Twitter and the New York Times are your only sources of news, police state politics seems perfectly normal. Trump is bad. Find a reason to arrest him. That's how they think. So if you watched Garland carefully at his press conference the other day, you may have noticed that he appeared highly annoyed by the idea of having to stoop to explain himself to mere citizens. But he found a solution. Being a liberal, Merrick Garland's first instinct was to seize the role of victim. Because when you're a victim, you've already won the argument. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to change your behavior. You are, by definition, the good guy. The victim always is. Being oppressed means never having to say you're sorry. So as Garland explained at the press conference, the FBI was, in fact, the real victim here. Mean old Fox News was asking unfair questions, and that's just wrong. So the real problem isn't that America's most powerful law enforcement agency is dangerously politicized and corrupt. No. The real problem here is that people have dared to complain about it, and they must stop immediately or else they're domestic terrorists. As Garland put it with what seemed like genuine outrage, I will not stand silently by as the integrity of the FBI is unfairly attacked. Well, of course, media organizations loved it. There's nothing they revere more than a victim. Victims are holy. So they immediately took Garland's side. They're being mean to the FBI. Stop it, guys. That's not allowed. But if you take three steps back and think about it for a second, Garland's position, which effectively is you're not allowed to criticize me, I'm the Attorney General of the United States, is pretty weird. In fact, it is an inversion of the traditional relationship between the U.S. government and the population it supposedly serves. According to Merrick Garland, the onus is on American citizens to respect the FBI. Obey. It's your duty. But of course, that's not true. In a democracy, the onus is on the FBI to earn the respect of Americans. They work for you, remember? And lately, they have not been doing a very good job, and people know that they haven't been. The public's confidence in the FBI has plummeted by double digits in just the last few years. And unfortunately, there's a reason for that, and it's a huge problem. We need the FBI. You can't just defund federal law enforcement. There are a lot of federal laws. Most of them are silly. Some of them are not silly at all. They're very serious, and they must be enforced. So we have to have an FBI, and it has to be an FBI we can trust. And we can't trust it until its behavior merits trust, until it's honest, and to the extent it can be, transparent, consistent in the way it enforces the law. We have to have a federal law enforcement agency like that. We can't just make it go away and hope for the best. But we're nowhere near that point because the people who are supposed to be overseeing the FBI have ignored egregious examples of corruption over many years. But they're getting very hard to ignore because they're just so obvious now. And it's not just the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Consider the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case. You may remember that story. It's from the fall of 2020. You may even have followed it a little bit and heard how it ended.
I'll stop it there because I think what you're hearing perfectly explains what I said earlier, right? If you defund the FBI, does that mean we want to just get rid of it forever? No, but there needs to be some accountability. There needs to be some trust there. You have to have some accountability. You have to have some trust. And if you don't have that, then what's the point of having this organization? But if these people don't respond to basic criticism when they are busted in a corrupt way, then what else do you have besides the purse strings to pull on? And Mike Pence being a useful idiot, and I know why he did it, right? Some campaign advisor of Pence was like, look, this is a great moment for you to distinguish yourself from Donald Trump, become your own man, right? So come out and say this, which will contradict them. And it was a bad move. It was a dumb move. It's a really, really, really stupid move, right? You got to fight fire with fire. And the only fire we have is funding. That's it. We have nothing else at this point. We have funding. That's it. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow, see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.